Broadcasting live from the beautiful Cobb Galleria Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for Grow ATL, presented by Small Business Day. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Grow ATL here at the Cobb Galleria. Beautiful day, raining a little bit, but full house here at this great event where there's entrepreneurs of every shape and size coming to tell their story and to learn more and to network. And first up on this Grow ATL segment is Maron Tedessa with Tedessa Law. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Tell us about your work. How are you serving folks?
Well, I am a business and tax attorney. I have my law practice in downtown Atlanta, and I essentially help business owners start their business properly as well as maintain it. As far as the tax side, that would be more so of fighting with the IRS. So if you get a letter from the IRS, I am the attorney that you would contact.
So now, have you always had your own firm, or did you start out working for a larger firm?
In law school, I had numerous internships, but as soon as I got out, I just took the leap and decided to open my own.
What was the thinking there? Why'd you go that route?
Well, I've always had that mindset. My father was an entrepreneur, so it wasn't too uncommon for me.
So this was something you were planning on all through school, that you were going to go out on your own as soon as you graduated?
Yes.
So now, did you do anything while you were in school to prepare you to kind of get rolling with clients?
Well, definitely the internships and, of course, networking throughout law school.
So now, how do you go about doing your networking?
These days?
Yep.
The same way. I also have social media. I have a website. I try to use as many platforms as I can.
And what drew you to this Grow ATL event?
Well, I'm always looking for ways to improve myself and my clients. So when I saw this event, I decided to attend. And, of course, whatever information I gain, I would pass along to my clients as well.
Now, walk me through an engagement. If somebody are they contacting you right when they start, or like at what stage are they at usually when they make the first contact with you?
They can be at numerous stages. Generally, I like to get clients when they're first beginning so that they don't make too many mistakes that I have to correct. So it can,
well, like what are some of the mistakes that they would make if they didn't have your help?
For instance, how they structure their business. There's different legal entities that you can choose for your business. So some are better than others. And I know LLCs are very popular, but there are definitely other structures that might be better for that client. So if they come to me in the beginning, then we can go ahead and get that structured correctly from the beginning. And then they can proceed in that structure as they grow.
So what are kind of the pros and cons of an LLC versus like a subchapter S or C?
Well, it would depend on the tax treatment that they're looking for. You know, LLCs are pass-through entities, and then also there is S-Corp, where you can also elect to have it as an LLC, or you can keep it as it is, and then, you know, it goes into C-Corps and things like that.
So then how do you help them make the right decision?
Well, I would talk to them, see what their business goals are, what exactly type of company it is, and then we would just go through that process, and then I would present to them what I think would be the best option.
So then when you agree on the best option, then do you do all the paperwork, or you give it to them and then they go and fill out all the paperwork and submit it and things like that?
Generally, I would do it.
Mm-hmm. And then you also mentioned tax as part of your practice as well?
Correct.
How did you decide to add tax to the practice?
Well, business and taxes actually intertwine a lot, as well as I do have an accounting and finance undergrad. So for me, it would just marry both worlds.
Do you help with accounting at all in your practice, or you refer that out?
It's more so the IRS defense. So if they have an audit, if they need to go to tax court, things like that. As far as day-to-day accounting, I would refer that out.
Now, what's your favorite part of the job?
Helping people. I definitely save a lot of people from heartache and headaches, especially when it comes to the IRS, because a lot of people are scared of them.
So now, can you share a story? Don't name any names, but where you were able to make an impact in their business or their lives through your help?
I definitely have. Recently, I had a client who had a huge tax bill, and she simply didn't have the money, so I was able to represent her in front of the IRS. So I got her debt from about $9,000, and I was able to get it canceled out to zero, so she no longer
has. So canceled out. Like, she didn't owe any more money?
She didn't have to owe any money. Right.
So just how do you pull that off?
Well, I had to show the IRS auditor all different paperwork and things like that she didn't submit because her tax preparer did her taxes incorrectly. So
sometimes when a business person is hiring a tax person, they assume the tax person knows what they're doing, but sometimes they don't like pay as close of attention as they should.
Right, and they also ask the tax preparer to get them the largest refund possible, which makes them do things that they shouldn't be doing, and the IRS catches them later.
And then, so you can, if they get involved with you early, you can kind of get ahead of that and be more proactive so they don't make that mistake?
Definitely could refer them to an accounting person who would make sure all their things are aligned, and then they would have to go to a proper tax preparer.
Right.
So I can definitely refer
for
that
them
aspect
to the appropriate person.
Right.
Because every person, like if you're like a creative person might have a certain accountant, and a manufacturer might have somebody that's better suited that knows the ins and outs of the manufacturing world, right? Like there's specialties.
Right. And personalities too. Sometimes you want to work with someone with the same type of vibe that you have.
So. Right. And so now how, since you've gotten out of school and now in your practice, is it the way you imagine?
Oh, definitely not. It's 10 times harder. It's definitely not what I expected, but it's still a very positive thing. I do impact people's lives, which is basically my core value.
And then for you, what do you need more of right now? How can we help?
Just support will always be great. If you know anyone who needs a business or a tax attorney, definitely to have me in mind.
So if you got that letter, an audit letter from the IRS.
Well, it can be any letter.
Any letter.
Any letter from the IRS because they have collection letters. There's all different kinds of letters.
So if you get for a first-time person getting a letter from the IRS, they should maybe contact you.
Correct.
Is there a fee for that first call?
No, I actually have a 10-minute free consultation.
So in that call, you can help kind of get the lay of the land to see if there's ways that you might be able to help them?
Correct.
And if somebody wanted to learn more and get a hold of you, do you have a website?
I do. It's www.tadessalaw, so TADESSELaw.com.
And then are you on LinkedIn or are there other social media channels that you're on?
Yes, we have Instagram, we have Facebook. Those are all Tadessa Law.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you.
All right, hang with us. We've got a couple more guests. Next up on this Grow ATL segment, we got Paris Mock with Safe Ride Solutions. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Well, Paris, you learn anything there? Any legal issues that you need help with?
I have a great tax accountant, CPA, and he has made me smile every time.
All right. That's good to hear. If you're ever in trouble, though, I know somebody.
I know somebody.
All right. So tell us about Safe Ride Solutions.
Safe Ride Solutions is in the business of transporting people from place A to place B. And how do we do that? Several different ways. For instance, if you're a senior citizen in this community, living anywhere in an Atlanta metro area, and you need to have physical therapy, you have a doc's appointment, you have any medical procedure that you may need to have, and you need to have a way to get there. You may drive yourself, but you might have to call up someone, a friend or a family member to get you there, and then they have to rearrange their schedule to get you to your appointment. Well, you call us up and there's no need to call anyone. We get you there, especially folks who have mobility issues. They're in wheelchairs, they use canes, they use walkers. We have a customized service that will provide an attendant if need be to get them actually to their appointment. And then their family member doesn't have to worry about it because, hey, we're getting them there. We're taking them into the doctor's office. And some points we even get them signed in and checked in and wait for them to finish their appointment.
So as opposed to some of these ride sharing services where they just drop them off in front of the building, hopefully, maybe not even the right building sometimes, right? You're taking them right to the office and sometimes even signing them in if that's the level of service that they require.
Right. And then also staying with them if they need someone to stay with them until mm-hmm. their discharge, and getting the discharge papers to make sure they're getting back to the home and getting the prescription that they need to get so they don't have to leave again. And then we also can do that with children. We pick up children from school to take them to home, or pick them up from school, take them to after school activities that they have. Parents don't have to rush off work. If they're in the middle of a meeting, they can stay at their meeting. We got them. We'll pick their students up, take them to wherever activity they need to be, wherever they need to be after school. And we take that whole scenario. If you live here and you live here alone and don't know anyone to get you from place A to place B, we do it safely.
Now, are you located only here in Atlanta or?
No. So we're located in several different counties. We transport in several different counties. Gwinnett, DeKalb, Forsyth, Fulton, Cobb, Hall, Athens, Clark area.
And then, so you have drivers that are available in all those locations?
Yes, and all those drivers are company employees, mm-hmm. so they use company vehicles, and so that we provide not only what folks might be accustomed to, but besides GPS notification, text notification, and also camera view. Mm-hmm. So if my child is in a car with you and you work for us, I can look in the car through the camera and see what's actually going on to know that you're taking my child to school. You're not taking them to Mexico or Canada.
Or McDonald's. So now, how'd you get into this?
I got into this because of my own special circumstance. Mm-hmm. Working for corporate America, my job would take me to overseas places. Nice, really nice. But I had a son who was playing high school football. How was he going to get to football practice when I'm in Paris or I'm in London? Right. And I didn't trust those other companies that you just mentioned to get him there because of the stories that right. we've been told. So I said, someone's got to have this problem. We're new to the area. We didn't know any of the families to carpool with or anything like that. So I started it because I had the own problem. And then I found out other parents had the same problem.
And especially with the seniors.
Yes.
I mean, when the seniors at that level where they maybe don't drive anymore, getting anywhere is difficult.
Right.
And then even if they get somewhere, then they still got to get in there. And that's difficult.
Right. And I necessarily didn't want my child to ride with other students
right.
who were driving. Mm-hmm. Their lack of inexperience and decision making when it comes to driving. So I still feel much safer and comfortable. Hey, call up a service. Safe Ride Solutions will take a group of kids anywhere they want to go, to the mall, wherever they want to hang out, to the movies, wherever kids go. And the parents don't have to worry about, okay, what's going on? Did someone go too fast or speed or anything like that? So that trickled down to, you know, older kids having younger kids. So they have birthday parties. They call us. We take everybody there to the same place at the same time. Everybody can ride together. And then with our seniors who live in communities, take them on day trips, local festivals.
So it's not just a car. It could be a bus or it could be
right.
whatever size
sedans,
vehicle.
Vans, SUVs, passenger vans, and the vehicle depends on the circumstance and the client situation.
And then what brings you to Grow ATL?
What brings me to Grow ATL? Getting our name out there. So we've been in business about a couple of years, and we're looking to expand and grow, and we thought this would be a great platform to let folks know that, hey, we're out there, just give us a phone call.
Do you need more drivers or you need more clients?
Both. Always looking for both. But we have a special process that drivers have to go through for screening. We just don't select anyone to drive with us because we think that we're, you know, transporting the most valuable commodity is a person.
Right. And when safe's in your name, you know, you got
to
be careful.
We have to be safe. We right. have to be safe. That's our number one priority.
Right. And then, so any surprises since you had the idea for the business and then now a couple years in?
Yeah. So, yeah, in the beginning, it was just going to be children mm-hmm. and it was just going to be seniors. Folks called us for company events. They've called us, like I said, for their day trips, and they're actually calling us for dialysis. They got family members using chemotherapy. So it is really grown according to our customer base. Mm-hmm. We listen to our customers and provide the transportation they need.
Now, is part of your roadmap of growth going to other markets?
So, yes. And that would be working with, for instance, folks in workers' compensation. They're going through a loss. For instance, they have to go to an attorney, they have to go to physical therapy, they have to go to physicians' offices. So we're expanding and working with other companies as well.
And then if somebody wanted to learn more and get a hold of you?
They would go to www.safe, as in S and Sam, ride, as in ride in a vehicle, and solutions with an S.org. SafeRideSolutions.org.
And then whether you're a driver or somebody looking to be driven, they can get information there?
Right. And they may also call us at 678-735-7500. I'll repeat the number. It is 678-735-7500.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Hang with us. One more guest. Next up on Grow ATL, we got Dijon Claire with Claire Valet Services. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How's your driving needs? You need a ride somewhere?
No, not today, but yeah. I know someone that could use a service.
Well, tell us about what you're up to.
Yeah, my name is Dijon Claire. I'm the owner of Claire Valet Services, and we provide a five-day-a-week residential valet service, which is actually doorstep collection for apartment communities, assisted living communities, and even condominiums.
So now your clients are the buildings and the people who run the buildings?
More so we partner with the management companies of that actual property as their vendor, and then we provide these services to them.
So how did you get into this?
I came to Atlanta about 3 years ago and saw the service implemented at an apartment community I was staying at. And one actually came back and visited other friends and family. I noticed it wasn't an abundant service. It's not service that's offered everywhere.
And then, so what exactly is the service? What is day-to-day?
So what it looks like is pretty much we start service promptly at around 8 p.m. For apartment communities, we require them to put out their garbage in between the 7 and 8 o'clock time, where we start promptly and actually remove the actual daily trash. So 13 gallons up to about, you can say, a 34-gallon bag we actually would take and transport to your local waste collection stand. It's an amenity that a lot of residents do like, and they do actually, they prefer over the, you could say, computer room or other things that they may not necessarily use. It provides the ability, it assists with more so the ability to assist like busy parents, you know, the everyday busy person, even the disabled, and even avoid inclement weather.
So now, every day at 7 o'clock, I just put a bag of trash outside my door?
Yeah, we work promptly through Sunday through Thursday. It's a five-day-a-week service, and every day between those times, we start promptly at 8, and we collect that trash or recycling, boxes included, and we transport that, adding that convenience to that resident.
So now you have people who just go down the halls of all the...
Well, in a lot of these apartment communities here in Atlanta, they're on several acres, to be exact, maybe 1 to 2 acres, and then you have a central garbage bin or you can say a dumpster in a central location. So for the mom, the disabled, or the elderly, taking out their trash is a task. And honestly, it sometimes can be very inconvenient depending on where they're actually positioned on that actual property. And more so, people forget to take out their trash, believe it or not, and they leave it in front of their residence, they leave it in their residence, or they put it on their car on the way out and it drops off.
Right.
And it falls on the street. And you know, the apartment community doesn't appreciate that.
So now you go, is the sales process work, you go to the head of the community? And
we more
say,
so go try to go to the head of community and provide them, of course, showing them the added value and benefits of the service. That service is then, if agreed upon, implemented in the rent, so it's not like an additional charge. Most residents, when moving in with the service already there, they don't know that charge is,
right. Just built in.
It's just built right in.
So now, though, if it's not a situation where, like, if you go down one hall and there's 10 apartments, 2 of them have it and then 8 of them don't, you got to remember which is which?
Yeah, we know. We try to more so offer the service to every resident in the community. So we're not going door by door. It is a service everyone can utilize. When we do contract with the apartment community, we contract for the entire apartment complex.
So it's all or nothing kind of thing?
Pretty much. We are more so testing out door to door. I actually brought some door hangs today that we're going to actually drop off. And ultimately try to see if we can build our own base through the residents if they feel that this is a service that they want.
At least survey them to see if they'd be
absolutely
up for it.
Absolutely. Have the residents speak for you.
And then is this an idea that doesn't exist yet, or are you working certain communities right now?
Actually, no. We're contracted in Vinings. We have an apartment community, about 300-plus units that we do 5 days a week. And ultimately, it's been going pretty good.
So now... was it a hard sell, or what's your challenge in that area?
The challenge is sometimes you got to work for free just to get in the door, pretty much show how the service could benefit them by actually implementing it on a daily basis, starting it promptly at the time that we agreed upon, and making sure that all doors were collected that were out. And more so, we do safety reporting as well. So we actually do report on the apartment community every night if there was any safety issues, such as lights or any type of obstruction issues with any staircases, things like that. And if anybody is just maybe hanging around that shouldn't be. So it's kind of added eyes on the actual community later in the day.
Right. So you're actually kind of looking for problems that exist that they may not have kind of walked down that aisle in a while, so they may not even know about it.
Correct. Exactly. And, you know, like I said, some of these communities are pretty big and, you know, they have maintenance men, 2 to 3, that are kind of backed up with work orders as is. So keep an eye on the little things, kind of can be an overlook sometimes.
So now here at Grow ATL, what's going to be a win for you?
I'm trying to grow networking and, of course, getting opinions on the service. Most of the time I do get from, you know, residents, we get feedback and surveys that, you know, the service is added benefit for them, because they can pretty much know that this is something that, regardless of how late they get home, you know, and how busy the day was, they could count on the service, you know, assisting them in just one less task they have to do a day. So I'm trying to grow, network, and ultimately, see how we can grow out and service more communities.
So if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the website?
They could look for us. We're on social media. Our website is www.clare, and that's C-L-A-R-E, Valet, V-A-L-E-T, services. And we say services because we offer more than just daily doorstep pickup. We offer move-out services, of course, safety reporting, and some other services to add. ClareValleyServices.com.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Grow ATL Radio.